Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash.
Oh my God, hello.
Tom.
Ahoy.
And me, Christ. Craig. Why, oh my God.
I don't think you've ever said my name first.
And he just looks at me in panic and went, that's me. Hi, man.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, do we not normally go to you first?
Don't think you even fucking mentioned me, pal.
No.
Do I go Tom, Ash, Craig normally? I always make myself last, though, which is pretty apt when we come to the league positions later on, as we'll talk about. But yes, game week 10 over, low scoring week for most people in the FPL world, and not so much compared to the week before, but it was a lot to live up to. Quick words, sentences, Tom, Ash, on how you did this week.
Balls.
Shit week, but in the greater scheme of things, not so bad.
That's FPL, right? We're talking.
No, oh, sorry. No. I thought you were just talking about my life. Yeah, it's been awful. No. FPL was good, mate. Yeah, it was all right. Oh. It was not bad.
How many points did you get?
Well, should we do points?
I don't know.
But how many did you get?
I got 42, and you boys both got 41.
Well, how the fuck did you? But is that why it was a good week?
Because you got. But I went up three places.
Oh, I see.
That's not a good week.
Well, it's all right for saying that I thought I'm gonna really go down, and I went up three places. That's all right.
Yeah.
Progression.
That's an all right week.
I've had a couple of weeks where I've gone up in the world, but down in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah. I'm constantly going down in life, but
yeah.
No, that's not bad. Up three places on, you know, a week that was potentially quite crap for me.
We're three men in our 30s-ish that run a fantasy football podcast, mate. We went down in life a long time ago.
Speak for yourself. I'm not in my 30s yet. You two are, so do the math. But I've got another 5 months before I turn 30.
People listening might have thought we were like young, nubile 24-year-olds giving it away.
Yeah.
We've ruined it.
We've lost a lot of our female listeners now. They're thinking, 30? God. I was hoping these young studs could sire some children for me.
A lot of the gaffettes have moved on to something else. But yeah, so was it a good week for you simply because you outscored me and Ash by 1 point?
And went up three places, yeah, that'll do.
Low,
it's all about small victories.
It's not. It's about trying to get on the first page. That's a big victory.
Well, should we get to do you want to do places?
Are we just going to skip football results?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Tom wants us to finish one point ahead of us, and now the only thing we're allowed to talk about this week is...
We'll talk about how many points I got, and then we'll just call it a day. And we'll
Tom
get
gets 42 points, and all anarchy breaks loose in the whole Gaffer Tapes. No, but football-wise, obviously, for the week, was quite a low-scoring week. The average score for the entire week across the world was actually 41 points, so we're all pretty much around that.
Well, I'm above average then, lads. You two, as I've always known, are quite simply average, and Big Tommy Toehold is above average, so cheers.
In terms of real life football, there was a couple of kind of big results, a lot of boring ones over the course of the weekend. We'll quickly talk your teams, actually, who were both going through quite good periods. Ash, the Giant Slayers, again, West Ham.
You see, I managed to steer the conversation back to the actual football results. I wonder why that was underhand plan. Well, we are fucking awesome.
Storming it.
Yeah. Champions League, props and egg.
I don't think the weird thing was, no one was that, of all of the results, this was the least surprising, probably, wasn't it?
Was
it
home for Chelsea.
It was well weird. I thought Chelsea were going to beat us, to be honest, because our home form hasn't been that
no.
Yeah, you've beaten everyone else away, haven't you? You beat us when you were away, and same with City and someone else.
City was away in Liverpool,
Liverpool, that's it.
It's obvious that we're much better when we haven't got the ball or we're counter-attacking. So the one thing is, you know, a lot of people thought maybe we'd do well against Chelsea because they'd have more of the ball. And that's what happened. And then we did them on the counter a couple of times. But none of the coverage, obviously, was about West Ham. It was all, you know...
How about Chelsea
were. But it's happened every time we've won. Everybody we've beaten, it's been like, oh, yeah, but it was how bad they were. It's like,
focus
fucking
on the team doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, though? From a fan's point of view, that's kind of good. It just means people will continue to underestimate you when they really shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily a problem.
That's why you're here to you know, give some knowledge like that. That's a very good point, Craig. Well done.
that's
first sensible thing you've said for a bloody weeks.
And then on your front, Tom, Arsenal... Get a nice professional solid victory over Everton 2-1.
Yeah, I was thinking we might struggle against Everton, but I was happy with that. Top of the league.
I bet there's
exactly
top of the league. Yeah, just on goal difference now between us and City.
I bet there was some FPL people fucked off when that rebounded own goal sort of thing went in.
Oh, do you know what? Like, we'll come to our tips what we're gonna do later on. But Arsenal defenders have been a pretty solid purchase. So it's quite annoying that. Everton did manage to get a goal. But yeah. with Chelsea out of the picture and it being a very open title race, is this the genuine year that Arsenal fans believe? Because you're not yet excited, are you? Still probably
no,
think
I
you're
never do. I've had years where, I mean, what? So in the last 11 years, I've had a lot of times where I've got very excited. I think way back 2008, 2009, there was a chance we were odds on favourite with about three games to go.
Yeah.
And absolutely ballsed it up. So no, I'm definitely not getting excited. I wouldn't put money on Arsenal at this point. No way.
You wouldn't put money on anyone. You don't know how to.
That's true. That's the one. Well, I'll just give you money and you do it. But yeah, and also you're saying, you know, just saying then about Chelsea, you know, that's it. I really don't think it is. I mean, for you know, to win the league, yeah. But I could still see him finishing above us.
But everybody else doesn't play to just finish fourth. I think Chelsea were trying to win the league.
No, but what I'm saying is they could still potentially now. I mean, if they got a Champions League spot now, that would be amazing. It would be the biggest turnaround ever. Mourinho would be a fucking hero again, and that would be...
I don't know. I think I still expect them to finish in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Chelsea are not winning the league, though.
No. I don't think... Has a team ever done it after losing five games? Well, probably, but...
They've done it with losing five games, but not this early.
Yeah.
Yeah, five out of ten.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're in trouble. That's good maths. But yeah, that's a top end of the table. Obviously, bottom end of the table this weekend was a big game for Newcastle Sunderland. Mm-hmm. Sunderland gave them a doing 3-0. Don't know if you saw the game, but Colicini got sent off 45th minute in a controversial circumstance, kind of ruined it. But there were quite a few people who brought in Newcastle players after that Norwich win with Wijnaldum. Or Wijnaldum. And they quickly regretted that, didn't they?
Well, the thing is, I think because of Newcastle had the big win the week before, it almost doesn't seem as bad that they lost to Sunderland. I know, obviously, them being rivals and all that, it was, you know, it wasn't great. But coming off a sort of 6-2 win, it looks all right. You know, a lot of Newcastle fans were saying that they wanted to lose the Sunderland game so McLaren goes. But I still don't know if that's enough for him to go because they won 6-2 and smashed Norwich the other week. Do you know what I mean?
It just shows you the club's in trouble and you want to lose to your rivals, though. Allardyce looked so smug.
He
was so smug.
So annoying.
Popping chewing gums like no one's business, wasn't he?
You can't blame him after the kind of rough ride he had at Newcastle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
What was that stat about all these managers coming in at their second... It was the second game. It was against...
No, it was wasn't there the last three managers have started... And then that have joined Sunderland. Mm. Their first game, wasn't it?
No, I think it was second for all of them. Yeah.
And they all beat Newcastle 3-0.
Yeah, mad.
Three in a row, yeah.
Strange. Voodoo shit.
The only thing that is, you know, the common denominator of all those stats is that Newcastle are shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And will remain so. Elsewhere, Watford actually got a really good result. I think that was one of the standout results of the weekend. I was beating Stoke away from home as a newly promoted team. Not many teams do that. Not many teams beat Stoke at all. Stoke and Troy Deeney got off the mark. A lot of people backed him early doors, but haven't recently, obviously. Yeah. And then other goals and points. I actually brought in Jamie Vardy this week. I bandwagoned.
Oh, nice. Took your time.
Well, I did it, and it was one of those things like Harry Kane last year where you just think, I'm now suffering through stubbornness of trying to find someone better, the next Jamie Vardy, when actually Jamie Vardy's just there, so take him.
Yeah.
I've had him for a few weeks, and I captained him this week, which was a good choice.
Yeah, me too. I captained him. But I think he's probably the highest picked striker now. He was well over 40% picked, much like Kane was last year. And he gets another goal. And Kane himself arrives on the scene this week.
Well, I did say last week when we were talking about our tips, I did say if you got money, put Kane in. And I listened back to it to make sure I'd said it and not just dreamt it, because I often dream about Harry Kane. and dream about injuring him. But no, I did. I said, if you got the money, I think Kane will score. And he bloody did.
Tom spends his time just listening back to his own voice on the podcast quite often.
Yeah, and masturbating furiously at the
Sexual already. 11 minutes in.
Let's not try this again.
And we're sexual. But yeah, and you did tip that, but that wasn't your actual official tip last week. Last week, we said who we thought would be a good pick, a shrewd pick that maybe people wouldn't have thought of for the game week. I picked Dele Alli at Spurs. Yeah. Tom, you went with Alderweireld at Spurs, didn't you?
I did go for Alderweireld, although I didn't put him in my team. I put Eriksen in, who was my second choice, because I didn't need to make that sub and put Alderweireld in, because Kolarov was all right in the end and played.
And Ash, you went for Virgil van Dijk.
I did, and I was going to put him in. I was going to put all of them in, pretty much. But I had all week to do my transfers. Classic. I left it till the last minute. I left it till 1 hour. Because the deadline was so late. 2 o'clock on a fucking Saturday. I was like, that is it. I'm going to leave it. I took the dog. Drove the dog to go for a walk.
You drove the dog to go for a walk?
Yeah, I drove him to a field.
Oh, right.
I knew you'd question that. I knew if I said it, you'd be like, you drove the dog.
Well, I thought
Yeah, I thought
putting the dog in the car and driving doesn't count. And then I thought, well, did you just have like the lead
out the window
and you were driving and the dog was sort of.
See, that's interesting because in my head, he was sitting on the dog pretending it was a car.
And anyway, on the way back from walking the dog, I drove home and the car stalled at the traffic lights. Right, an hour to go till deadline. So I'm there, blocking both lanes of traffic because it was by loads of some like roadworks. And I had the dog and I couldn't, so the car wouldn't start and I couldn't leave the dog there and wander off. And I was near enough that I could walk home with the dog. But I still had to do my fantasy team. So I was like trying to do it. And then I was just about to press the wildcard button. So I was like, oh, I can't do that now. So I did my sub, was like getting out the door with the dog. And then people were looking at me in their cars like, why the fuck have you just stopped at the traffic lights and you're doing your fantasy team and walking your dog?
So seriously, I'll take fantasy football.
Yeah.
Well, if Evan Brady can leave the delivery room of the birth of his first son to set his team, then you can start at traffic lights.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
Timmy Wallace Brady was born to the setting of an FPL team.
He was indeed, bless him.
So we'll take that on board. But Virgil van Dijk wasn't actually a bad pick. I know they didn't quite keep the clean sheet, but he was a whisker away from scoring another goal. Dele Alli played another 90 minutes in a 5-1 win, so I presume points are going to come for him, and he's still under 5 million, so it's pretty good. Obviously, later on, we're going to give our tips for this week, and a few of them might be based on certain injuries that might have affected the FPL world.
Can I just say that Alderweireld did have a good game? He set up one of the goals.
No one criticised you, mate.
No, I just thought, you know, I didn't want to not mention it, because if someone's there, you know, counting stats and stuff, yeah, he did play. I think they only... What was the score in the end? He only conceded one and set up a goal, so probably good. I didn't see, but probably good.
I always think we seem more credible giving tips when you don't get that excited about when they go right.
No, I wasn't excited at all. I was actually quite bored with myself, but I thought I'll mention how good I am, you know, seeing as you brought it up.
Well, running off people who did a little bit better than us, even though we were very happy with our 42, 41 and 41, it seems. It was a low-scoring week across the gaffer tape. And we're going to run down the league now, as we always do in part one of the podcast, from 10 to 1. So in 10th place is Gunnar Gunnar with HB Bizzle. Remember him?
Yeah.
He came on the top 10 last week. In 9th place is JRB Exiled, Justin Bannon. He used to be JRB Defending, but he changed his name to JRB Exiled because he thinks we outed him and shunned him from the podcast, which we didn't, we promise. In 8th place, new into the top 10, scored 67. Is Christopher Klein, whether he relates to Calvin, I don't know. His team is Peaky Fucking Blinders. I don't know the relevance of that. Let us know.
There's an actor called Chris Klein.
And
was
a TV in
American.
Called
was in American. In American Pie.
Oh, him, the one who plays Oz Striker.
He's called Chris Klein.
He's a terrible actor.
Well, it might be him. He might be bloody listening, Craig. He's a good actor. Quickly.
In which case, my favourite bit is when he sings, "How sweet it." I'm not going to sing it because you'll start doing. In seventh place is a team of Carragers, Gabriel James Eran. He's a listener from last season. Sixth place, Expected to Lose. Fifth place, Head Over Heart. Fourth place, The Axe Murderers. Third place, The Isle of Nabumbu, Gare Mielder. Second place is Mitchell Barthurst, who Challenge Everything. And a new leader of the league, Lady Norwich, John Mielder, goes top of the league. Notable mention, I did notice that Brian Coates is in 17th place.
Yeah, I was on Coates' watch this week.
Oh, okay.
17th, 550 points. I've just notched that down there. Coates' watch, exclamation
mark. 550 is he on?
550 points.
He's only 5 points off 10th and 9th place.
Yeah.
He's going to creep back in there.
Talking of the league as well, as I was going through, I did notice that last year's winner, Danny McGeeken, with it ended on an oily pitch, is currently in our league. He is 83rd.
Oh, so he's creeping back up as well.
He's starting to creep up. Yeah, I noticed where he was.
Danny
McCreepin. 507 points. What did you say, sorry?
I said Danny McCreepin.
Excellent.
I mean, it didn't really work.
No, that was really good, yeah.
Yeah, cheers, mate. And where are we, Tom?
Right, where are we? In third out of us, again. Well, I say third, I mean third out of us three. So
yes, obviously.
Bottom. But still a bronze medal. We're all winners. That's me, 265th. He's laughing silently this time.
Well, I can't laugh because we're so close.
Yeah, 463 points. Craig, 251st. 466 points. You've got three more points than me, but we're both on the same page, mate.
I know.
Five click wankers.
Right, you and I both need to get onto the next page.
Maybe we should work together. Like some kind of tag team. No? Straight
away. This isn't Scooby-Doo. We won't be working together.
Fair enough. And then our resident FPL expert, Ash, did drop a couple of places. 23rd.
Yeah, well, I blame the dog.
545 points.
I said it's not Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it's very Scooby-Doo heavy so far, this podcast, isn't it?
It's mostly mentioned Scooby-Doo. But yeah, so Ash in 23rd is... that's not a lot. You could have dropped a lot more with that scoring week, though, couldn't you, Ash?
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't, to be honest. I really didn't want to look at the league. I don't expect me to finish in the top 50. It'd be nice, obviously, but...
He's doing that thing. Honestly, if I finish in the top 500, I'll be happy and it will be a moral win. Don't be
silly. It's called vengering.
I didn't see the league, so I don't know.
Just one more thing, since we talk about positions. Becky, who is Ash's other half, she is currently 233rd, which is above me and Craig.
Yeah.
Right, now I don't know how and what she did picking her team this year, but last year she picked players on just because she liked their names. So that doesn't bode very well for me and you, mate.
Well, I think she picked this year based on haircuts.
Wow. So we're losing.
Oh, well, she's got Giroud and Pella.
Yeah.
She must have.
Well, that's true, yeah.
They have gorgeous hair.
They do.
Everyone knows this.
While we're on this, just very quickly, did everyone... We had a lot of tweets earlier, and we're going to do, obviously, the tweets, but a lot of people tweeted us the... that story about the woman who is top 20 in the world who hasn't changed their team once since she picked it. Did we all see
mental,
that?
Yeah,
she's eighth in the UK.
Eighth in the UK, 20th in the world, and she literally hasn't touched their team. So, I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. It makes all the effort that I'm putting in seem pointless, really.
Has she just done no transfers?
She's not made
a single transfer.
She's had a bench, which it's doing it for her.
Oh, really? So
Wilson's now on the bench, so she's had, like, Vardy and...
Oh, because I saw Aguero was on her bench, so I wondered...
Yeah, so she started with Callum Wilson and Jamie Vardy up front.
Yeah.
And obviously, Wilson's been injured for Bournemouth for weeks, but her subs, she's got John Stones in at first sub, who just presumably keeps coming in every week.
Just like a couple of points every week, I think. Just
thing is, right, if you're her, why would you change it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she don't even know. Surely she must have seen the...
I wonder if anybody... Because I was thinking about this, like, why not just wildcard to her team and see how that does?
That's true.
I just think if you were in that point, you'd be scared to change it because I'd be the idiot who changes it and then goes down to 17,000.
Maybe after 41 episodes... You know, and, you know, countless thousands and thousands of listens that we've had. Maybe the answer to fantasy football, very much like the question, you know, what is the point of life? Maybe it is just don't make any effort. should we say that? Should we just call that? Should we just say that that's exactly what it is? Anyone goes, Ash, what's your tip? Just don't make any effort. Don't make any fucking effort, mate.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we've found it. Maybe we've discovered the secret to fantasy football.
And Tom is actually starting a new job as a Samaritan soon. So if you do want to give him a ring, then he can help out there.
Yeah,
but if that is the case, then we are useless. We're London. That's us done.
That's not true. There we go. And that's the end of the gaffer tapes forever. Thanks for listening, guys.
That's it. Tom has killed fantasy football podcasting, not just with us, but across the world. The rest of you, all pack your bags. You're done.
Yeah.
But no, do make an effort and do listen. Like Ash said, maybe it's not a bad idea to just wildcard and copy them.
Maybe. So that's a strange idea. If you've got a second team, if I hadn't used my wildcard on my other team, I would have done that probably.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk about that in our tips in part three. Obviously, in part two, we're going to be doing a bit of a gaffer gambler and going through all your tweets you've been sending us during the week. And in part three, we're going to look forward to next week's fixtures, give you some tips, give you a heads up on some of the injury news that we seem to have, and also do Ash's Impossible Quiz, the Impossible Game Show that has ripped off our complete concept, it seems. In Ash's quiz. But that's all coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tape. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. I said your name first again, Ash. I'm going the whole hog. I'm going to remember it.
I'm enjoying this.
Every single part. We're just phasing Tom out after he gave up in part one. But yeah, so it's part two of the podcast where, as always, we do a little bit of Gaffer Gambler stuff, a bit of betting tips or betting stories or betting ideas or just trying not to bet, giving up betting help. And then we go through some of your tweets where Tom's trawled through Twitter and gives us a little ditty. But a quick one for the Gaffer Gambler. Obviously, we haven't really addressed it yet about Timmy Sherwood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gone.
So I thought this would be the best time to do it because obviously the time we talk about him most is when we talk about who might get sacked. And he did. He bloody did.
He gone, keeps getting sacked before I can build some sort of spoof Tim Sherwood Gillet website.
Yeah.
Your account podcast.
Do you keep going to do it and going, oh, it's too late.
It's so quick. Yeah.
The people in Sports Direct are sick of him.
Did you buy the domain Tim Gillet website.com?
Tactics Tim.
Yeah. Tim Sherwood. But yeah, he is gone. And will he work again? I don't know.
I thought that was like his replacement. Will he work again? And will he work again? He should be in there. Yeah.
I think he's got a long and healthy career in management left. Plenty of openings at Tesco's. Team.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's.
Tesco's Tim.
Yeah.
Tesco's Tim, it works.
Yeah. The Scottish Iron Brew second division.
Yeah. That exists, so let's not make fun of that.
Does it actually?
That's a real thing. So let's, you know.
Is it?
They're sponsored by Iron Brew, the Scottish League.
Fuck off.
Did you genuinely not know that and you made that up? That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, he could have picked any other Scottish stereotypes, but yeah, it just happens to be the one that's right. Well done.
That's who Willie Work again works. He's the manager of the Wee Tooties in the Iron Brew second division.
Wasn't there a Scottish referee called Dougally McDougall?
No, get out of it.
What is his name?
Dougal McDonnelly?
Yeah.
Dougal McDonnelly.
Yeah. That is pretty Scottish as names go. Yes. That is incredible.
We have quite a large listenership from Scotland.
Yeah. We can say things about Scotland. You're fucking Scottish, you idiot.
Yeah.
You do your utmost to get rid of them. Brian Coates himself is Scottish.
Yeah, that's true.
Danny McEachin.
We're not taking the piss out of the people from Scotland. We're taking the piss out of you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and the Scottish leagues. But regardless, the Hearts are doing very well, We're sitting third. So
that's because you paid off McDougall or whatever his name is.
2 points behind Aberdeen. Anyway, the point is, Sherwood's gone, so he's no longer in the sack race. Villa job, quick word on the Villa job. Villa or Newcastle job, which one's worse? They're both quite bad.
Maybe Newcastle because the expectation's higher.
Yeah.
But Villa are potentially more likely to go down.
And you have to live in Birmingham.
Yeah, oh, I think the Newcastle, true. you've got more chance of taking Newcastle somewhere, I would have thought. Like they have been, well, I suppose Villa have been in the past as well. Like both won stuff, haven't they?
They're both depressing us right now, live. We're all getting depressed at the talk of Villa. Yeah.
In our lifetimes, Newcastle have achieved more, I guess, have done more under Kevin Keegan. That I can remember them being in the Champions League and beating Barcelona. Whereas I can't remember Villa doing anything.
They were in a
couple of one cup once, maybe. But before, in the before times, the long, long ago, Villa won stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, back in the day, a little bit.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Days of Andy Townsend.
Yeah. This is where Tom comes into his own. He's about to reel off a load.
Do you know what, Atkinson? I can't remember if I told this. This is just one of my classic anecdotes. I don't know if you want to.
I'm prepared. I'm sat down.
Yeah, I don't think I told it.
Brace yourself.
When I was younger, for some reason, in the playground, everyone wanted to be Andy Townsend. And they'd be like, I'm Andy Townsend. The first one to say it. And then he'd be Townsend. And you'd spend the whole time, anytime you wanted him to pass the ball, you'd go, Townsend over here. And he'd be like, Gazza. And you'd, oh, Gazza. Like that. Well, everyone used to always say, man on, right? You know? Yeah. You go, man on, right? Well, I thought that was the name of a footballer. And I used to think they said Manahon, and I think he sounds good. So at the start, everyone used to go, I'm Townsend. And I used to go, I'm Manahon. And they all used to go, who's this Manahon? Tom knows some sort of foreign football. This fat little 5-year-old with glasses on. He knows it. So I used to run around, I'm Manahon. Like that. So that's a...
And nothing's changed, really.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Who is Manahon?
Yeah,
that, is on your bench. Name for, oh, that might be my next book. Who is Manahon?
That isn't the funny part of the story. The funny part of the story is, why did all your mates want to be Andy Townsend?
I don't know. He's just the most popular player for some reason.
He wasn't even the most popular player at his club.
No, probably not. But everyone always wanted to be Andy Townsend for some reason. When I was about five, I was five, so I was about 91 for some reason, yeah. About 91, 92, everyone wanted to be...
He was playing for Chelsea at the time. Whereas maybe now, no one wants to be Andy Townsend, I don't think.
So everyone wants to be Manahan.
The whole time you were telling this story, I thought you were talking about Andy Gray.
Did you?
What? The whole time. What? Really around me like, I'm Andy Gray.
No one wanted to be Andy Gray. What the fuck? Surely not.
Weirdly, I'm picturing Andy Gray driving your dog.
Yeah.
So it's all a bit strange.
It's
but,
really weird.
We went off on a bit of a tangent there. In terms
sorry, that's my fault.
In terms of betting, interestingly, it's pretty obvious who is now the favourite for the sack. It's Steve McLaren at 2.50. But Jose, Big Jose, is 3.5.
It's got to be, isn't it?
He can't last forever. People keep saying, oh, well, you can't get rid of him. So you can. This is a disaster. It's the same team that won the league last year.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, if you're active on social media, there's a good TalkSport phoning clip going viral from 12 months ago or 2 years ago where a Chelsea fan says they've outgrown the Premier League and that they've outgrown it and they should get 100 points this season. It's quite funny, actually. So it's definitely worth having a listen to. Yeah. I was thinking, actually, for the Gaffer Gambler, what we might try and do, we did back in the day, if you remember, us three would all pick a goal scorer.
A pattern, yeah, and then do the triple.
And we lost thing. Every time on the pattern.
Triple. Yeah, but right. I remember a couple of times I got my guess right.
It's all about you today, Tom, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm just pointing out facts. That's why I'm here, pointing out.
That's not facts. Why you're here. You're unbiased. Here for classic anecdotes about Lee Sharp and playgrounds.
Yeah. Lee Sharp, Ash, and I'll tell them that. Oh, what's that, Lee Sharp? Well, this one's on.
I thought what we'd do is we'll do one of those building challenges where we try and turn £10 into something big, but over the course of weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
So, but unlike the ones on Twitter, we don't make any money when you lose because they do all those things like put this £300 bet on, you'll get £400 back, and obviously click this link, blah blah blah. So what we'll do is just gonna start with £10, and they're gonna be very small returns, very easy bets. But hopefully over the next 7 or 8 weeks, we can make it quite a big amount of money. Okay. And the best thing is we're gonna let the people listening decide the next bet. So all they have to do is tweet us or email us. So tweet at the Gaffer Tapes or email info@thegaffertapes.com. And we'll pick the best from there for the next bet. So the first £10 of the next fixtures is going to be an easy one. It's just going to be on the Sunday, Southampton at home to Bournemouth, Southampton to win.
Yeah.
And £10 will get you £15.30 back. Hopefully that'll win and we'll roll it over. And if that comes in, tweet us what you think the next bet should be. And we'll tweet it and get it out there. And on the subject of Twitter, Thomas.
Yes.
It's time for...
Tweet Live. The only love I know. Tweet Live. So we changed it because I didn't like singing Tweet Like Chocolate. I hated it.
Yeah.
If you notice, I didn't do the jingle last week.
Been protest.
No one noticed.
Opted out of it. So I thought, what would I prefer to do? And we had a small discussion. I came up with Tweet Life. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't actually enjoy doing it as much as I did when I practiced. I think maybe I did the wrong bit.
Tweet Life.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. So Tweet Life, that's what we're calling it now. Yeah, welcome to Tweet Life, guys. Yeah, we have had a few Twitter questions today, and I'm going to go with the questions first.
Go, that's what Ash is here for.
On the whole, yeah, on the whole sort of tip vibe. We had a tweet from Matt at MT Gullickson, and he said, game week 11 captain, ? A lot of good choices this weekend. Who should be picked and why? It does sound like a blind date question, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
That to contestant number one.
I have no idea what the fixtures
game
are.
Game week 11 captain. Well, I had a little look at this because obviously I've been looking at my team all week, just holding off finalising my bets because I literally don't do anything at work.
Yeah.
And I think Bonnie is a shout this week.
Yeah.
And I do think Kane is going to be between the two. I'd have to actually bring them both in. But yeah, I think Kane because they've got Villa, haven't they? And Villa haven't got a manager.
Yeah, the two easiest games this week are Spurs at home to Villa and Man City at home to Norwich, I'd probably say.
Yeah.
So I think, or like De Bruyne again?
Maybe De Bruyne is a good shout, yeah.
De Bruyne's done well consistently. I know that he didn't turn up that much against United, but no one really did. But yeah, De Bruyne, Bonny and Kane, they're all pretty solid shouts, to be honest with you.
Actually, I'd say Kane.
I'm starting to think Kane now.
It depends who you've got, I guess. If Kane's in your team, captain him. Definitely.
But then, do I bring him in? I'm getting rid of Martial.
What was his tweet? Did he say?
He just said game week 11 captain question mark. Who should we go for?
Who's in his team? Obviously, yeah. I think if you've Vardy at the moment is never a bad shout. He seems to be worth a goal always. But if you've got Kane in your team, I think Kane's a good shout to have as captain. Failing that, form teams, I guess, like say Man City at home to Norwich, Arsenal away to Swansea. Swansea haven't, that win against Villa is their first win in quite a few weeks. They've looked poor. So, yeah. You know, there's a Sanchez or a whichever striker.
I need to make a couple of changes this week because Walcott, it was like we said last week about Ash was saying about Walcott being a dodgy pick and stuff. Because I think he is, and he showed it this week. He didn't play, just literally didn't play. Got 0 points, and I've got nothing on my bench to sort of.
Of course, you haven't.
So I can't take that risk. So he might have to go. So maybe I can't put both Bonnie and Kane in. So I'll have to choose. But I do think Kane's the best shout for captain. But then you are jumping on a bandwagon that everyone will be on this week.
I think a lot of people are going to captain. I think De Bruyne's going to be a popular pick.
I think De Bruyne and Sanchez will still be the two most popular captains.
Yeah, or who have Have Southampton got?
Southampton at home to Bournemouth.
Yeah, it might be Pello as well.
Yeah, it might be a shout. We had another tweet from Antarctic and FPL. Quite a specific question. Jones is much cheaper than Smalling, but is his position nailed on at United? Worth bringing him in? FPL? Question mark.
Let me have a look at how much they cost.
I don't really.
I would say
United's defence. Is it worth United defenders, because I think they're quite. I remember looking at them; they're quite expensive.
They are. But in terms of from a football point of view, outside of FPL, Jones isn't stuck on mainly because he's injury prone, and they. I think he would make that position his own, but he hasn't grasped it quite as much as Smalling. So Smalling is more expensive for a reason. Obviously, Luke Shaw was a great pick, but he got injured. Blind plays in a variety of positions, and Rojo's been on the bench. More often than not. So that back four is still quite tricky to pick. Damian came off the bench last week as well against City. What have you got, Ash?
Yeah, so Jones is 1.2 million cheaper. And he's right, so he didn't play. He hasn't played for a load of the season. He's come back. Thing is, Jones does look like he makes more sense as he got 6 points the previous week and then 9 this week. But then Smalling, equally, I think he got 6 points this week and then he got something mental like 11 or something the week before. Yeah, so I don't know.
I personally would ask why you're hell bent on having a Man United defender.
Yeah, so like I said, don't think I'd touch United defence all season.
I'd go for I'd probably look to picking up Liverpool defenders because they're draw specialists. They've played 3 games under Klopp now. They've only conceded 1 goal.
True,
defense, haven't they?
That's a good point. I tweeted from the account. So who's likely to replace Jagielka in the Everton defence, because they got Sunderland this week, so you could potentially pick up a cheap defender who could keep a clean sheet.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, if I want to ask a question, I'll just ask all the people who follow us on Twitter. And we got a reply from Richard Jenkins at RichieFlair92.
Jenkers!
He said, that Funes Mori fella.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they signed him in the summer, didn't they? So, it's a good idea, always a good plan. It's the same, the theory of Bonnie at City. Jagielka's a stalwart for them, so his replacement will be cheap and a decent chance of a clean sheet against Sunderland. Yes, a good idea.
Is he? What do we know about this Funes Mori fellow? I'll Google him just to make sure it was actually a footballer and he wasn't.
You didn't want to get the old playground thing again, did you?
Yeah, on Funes Mori. Well, that's a mushroom, Tom. What are you talking about?
They've got he's only got a handful of points. He's barely played all season.
Yes.
But if he is going to replace him, if he does play, their next, in 10 fixtures, they've played everybody difficult. So they've got Sunderland, West Ham away, might be difficult. Then Villa, Bournemouth, Palace, Norwich, Leicester, Newcastle, Stoke. I'd say get him in.
Get him
5 million. Because as a bench player, definitely.
Yeah.
How much is he, Ash? 5 million?
5.5. It's not the cheapest, but...
But he's actually 0.1 more expensive than Jagielka.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, because his value hasn't gone down, whereas loads of other defenders do, don't they?
Yeah. But then, in that case, if you're looking at an Everton defender, the cheapest one who's starting is Brendan Galloway, who's 4.5 million, who's a fullback who came in to replace Baines and all the injuries.
Sorry, I suppose saying that older rear old, is 5.2, and Cresswell's 5.6.
Yeah, I've got Cresswell.
Is 5.2. So it's fairly expensive for a defender.
Yeah, true.
Other tweets. I tweeted, you know, how many points you get this week. Quite a few polar opposites. Gabriel James Aran said he had 52 points this week and he's back in our top 10. Evan Brady, when I asked how many points he got, he says, is shit a number? that's my score this week. So I thought that was good.
That's one of my favourite ever tweets we've had.
Is shit a number? And we also got a tweet from someone who I don't think tweeted us before. Angus Perry at
Perry
Magnus Gus. Is that someone that we've spoken to before?
Oh, good old Perry Chicken. Yeah. No, he's never tweeted us. What did he say?
I bet he's never heard that before.
He's from New Zealand. Well, do they have Nando's in New Zealand?
Next question. Tweet us. Do you have Nando's in New Zealand?
Do you get the Perry reference?
Yeah.
He said, phew, just managed to stay in the top 50 of the Gaffer Tapes League, 49th.
Good work.
Well done.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Have we had any New Zealanders? Is he our first Kiwi listener?
I was just
listener?
Thinking that, yeah, potentially. Because obviously South Africa and America and all over the shop. But yeah, New Zealand, I'm not sure.
They were the only two countries.
No, well, Australia. I could name them all. Australia, you know.
Well done. There we go.
Scotland, guys. No, there's a few. Botswana.
For them, those guys, it'd be interesting. What time is the deadline over there? Because that affects things.
That's true. Yeah. You'd have to work it out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because didn't Evans Brady say, when we tweeted saying, oh, it's not till 2 o'clock on Saturday, someone in America said, well, not for me, it fucking isn't.
No.
Yeah, I think it's Evan Brady. So what time do you have to go and walk your dog? That's the question, get that team done.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. General sort of tweets, we got Jordy Wilson.
Yes.
Our old friend Jordy Wilson. He said he's absolutely livid, brackets, Newcastle fan, shocking referee and ruined the game. If you ever need another Newcastle rant, I'm your man. So if we ever need him to talk about how shit Newcastle are, how much he hates them.
We do that for him.
Yeah, to be fair. Although I'm not a Newcastle hater like you, Craig. You seem quite anti-Newcastle the majority of the time.
If you want to send us an audio clip to info@thegaffertape.com, especially if you want to have a go at Craig, then please do.
Yeah.
We're happy to have your club-related or FPL-related rants sent to us. Go for it. Yeah. Send them to info@thegaffertapes.com. We're happy to listen to them.
Yeah, we'll listen to them and put them on the pod if they're any good. We've got a tweet.
Caveat.
Yeah, well, they can't be shit.
They can't be awful. You can't say anything racist. You know. We've got a tweet from Dave Mateo. Sent us a picture of some mascots and he said, oh, these are the worst football mascots ever and they're from Melbourne City. And obviously I've just realised whilst reading this out that it's largely irrelevant to talk about on a podcast because it's rather a visual gag. But there are four really strange... Go to the Gaffer Tapes website, podcast. And
none of those places.
No.
If you listen to this, you'll have already been to the podcast, probably to the website. Yeah.
Google Twitter. Get yourself on Twitter. Look up the picture. I just thought that was good because they're from Melbourne City.
Well, Dave, he's another Australian listener, yeah.
Yeah, that was why I read it out, really. And the final one, we got a question from John Edwards at JJ5Star. He said, all this talk of saving your bonuses for double game weeks, and there aren't any. I've just checked and there are 38 game weeks now. I did reply to him and point out that I believe the reason that it's like that is because the cup games haven't been done. And then he went, oh shit, sorry, yeah.
But he felt stupid then, didn't he, JJ?
Yeah. And I went, well, that's not good enough. I went, get out.
Yeah.
And he since left Twitter.
He's gone. But no, that is a good point because a few people have said that to me. They went, there's no double game weeks. And I said, you know, it doesn't come in till later.
It's really till after Christmas.
Yeah.
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 But maybe.
And it also depends. That. Well, it depends as well how far people get in the Champions League and stuff like that. Because if teams are in the Champions League and the Cups, then that's when you get the fixture.
Exactly, yeah.
But if everyone gets knocked out of the Champions League straight away.
It's still waiting is not a bad idea. Like last year, we had four or five double game weeks. Even if we only get one, if we get none, you're at no disadvantage for waiting. You're giving yourself a better chance of making more points. So it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Unless you were going to put it on the Aguero 5-goal week, then fair enough.
Exactly, yeah. And I think everyone's waiting for the fact of City being in form, Aguero being in form, and then being at home to Villa or something. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Speaking of people not doing stuff, I've still got Hazard. And I noticed he's still in 20% of people's team. And his value's gone down half a million. Yeah. That's, oh, I mean, I only brought him in a couple of weeks ago as well. I had him, got rid of him, and then had the choice between him and Sanchez. And I want to try and go against, you know, the curve.
Yeah.
So I got him in, but I mean, it doesn't look like it's happening, does it?
No, he's done nothing, has he?
No.
He's still a young guy. He'll still be very good, but yeah, he hasn't done anything really this season.
Yeah. No. But he looked like, I think at one point, wasn't he 45% picked?
Oh, yeah, he was, well, at the beginning of the game, he was the most picked midfielder. It was one of those where I genuinely thought you can't afford to not have him in your opening week's lineup. But how wrong we were, I guess. Yeah. But, is that our lot, Tom? For
Twitter? Well, yeah, there was just one, but we've basically covered it. We got a tweet from Nils at Nils _ Tomkins, and he said, has hatchet job Harry Kane finally turned his season corner? Will game week 11's clash versus a rudderless Villa be a proving ground? We kind of just mentioned that earlier. Yeah. I'm certainly, I think, the more I think about it, I'm probably going to, bring Kane in for Martial and captain him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. So do the opposite. Go for Bonny. True. Definitely go for Bonny this
I'm
week.
I'm going to bring Waluszewski back in.
Yeah, bring in Wallace. Yeah, Wallace. Zero points all season.
That's the tweeter that got offended when we made a Luke Shaw gag when he broke his leg. So hopefully we're now back in his good graces.
Did he?
Yeah, he wasn't happy. I made a joke about Luke Shaw. When he shattered his leg in pieces.
And
he's
wow.
And it's a good thing you're not still bitter about it, Craig.
No, I'm saying I'm glad. I'm glad Neil was back on side.
Glad we got him back on side. Hopefully that tip we've just given him helps him forgive you.
And I hope whoever he goes with captain this week shatters his fucking leg into pieces. No, that's all. But you can... I don't mean that. You can tweet us and we'll be nice about it. So tweet
that
us
is very unlikely.
At the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We covered a lot there, but tweet us throughout the week. Tom always keeps an eye on it and tweet us your teams, etc. And obviously we'll tweet that betting challenge. We're going to try and turn £10 into some Christmas money with some safe bets week by week, starting with Southampton at home to Bournemouth. That's it for part two. In part three, as always, we'll have a quick look to the fixtures. Tom, Ash and I will all give our solitary tip for the week that we think might be a good pick for the coming game week. And we'll also have Tom versus Craig. Ash presents us a new impossible quiz. And all that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Takes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. I so nearly forget to go with Ash first, but I got it. It is part three where we run through next week's fixtures and have a bit of a look forward and put our neck on the line. And obviously we will play Craig versus Tom in our quiz. That you're losing, Tom. You're still losing.
Yeah.
Oh, he would hardly mention it if he was winning either. Yeah, every week he'd be like, let's do the quiz
for 1 hour. Yeah. The whole ball.
Solid horse impression. Yeah. Tom just wants it to be next season so that he can maybe have a go at doing the quiz.
Oh, I've got some brilliant ideas already.
I've got a brilliant quiz idea. It's secret though, so I'm glad I
mentioned it. Oh shit, what that you're holding on to for later in the season?
No, a whole quiz. It'll be revealed later. It's amazing. Wow.
Okay. Before we get on to the quiz, which is obviously the bit that everyone gets excited for / switches off, we never know. Because the problem is, I ask people on the pod every time, do you listen to this? But they could have already switched off, so we'll never, ever know.
Well, that's true. That's why we say. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should just start doing it first. The first three parts should be the quiz.
Just ambush them.
And then the outro bit. The outtake should just be the show.
Just talk really, really quickly. Just go, give
our
tips.
Do nothing. Give up. Harry Kane. And that's it. Fixtures coming up this week. Obviously, you've seen them. I'm sure all you dedicated fans football players know exactly who's playing who. But last week, we all picked a tip, which wasn't too bad. And maybe some people you hadn't thought of yet. If their percentages went up, we're going to take credit for it. This week coming up, a lot easier game week, isn't it? Because last week was a bit of a nightmare. I don't know if you two found this, but because there were so many big games, you know, Liverpool-Southampton quite evenly matched, the Manchester derby, Newcastle derby, Did you find it tough picking your team last week, Ash? I found it brutal.
Well, no, because I didn't get to do it. Yeah. But yeah. I had looked at it. It was a difficult one. Even in the results, you could see there wasn't much going on apart from the Tottenham one. There wasn't really any big results.
There was anything that stood out. I think that's maybe why I just went Vardy captain, because I just thought, he's probably likely to score a goal, and did it, and he did score a goal, and it was all right. I was quite happy with it. It was a difficult one to call, I think, yeah.
Well, given that there's a few easier ones to maybe guess, might be a mismatch or where people might win this week. Tom, who is your kind of tip for this week that you're going to put your house on?
I said it earlier, I'm going to stick with Kane. I think at home to a rudderless Villa, as they were referred to as earlier, I think he's going to score on form. I might be jumping on a bandwagon, but Ash?
I'm really hesitant to. I'm going to back Ozil, who I've never had in my team, but now I'm thinking about wildcarding him in. He's only 8.6 million, so it's not that much for a midfielder, like all things considered.
And top of the league midfielder.
Yeah, in the last five games, he has got a lot of points, to be fair. Like, his average over the last five games is about 7, I think, if you worked it out.
Wow.
So, you could have him in every week. They've got Swansea, Tottenham.
And I've looked at their fixtures, because I've looked at their next games are Swansea this week coming, Spurs at home, who they always beat anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Following that, they've got West Brom, Norwich, Sunderland and Villa.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's an unbelievable run.
But then do you have him and Sanchez? Because I was thinking of getting him in instead of Sanchez. Do you have them both?
Well, I don't see why not.
How much money have you got?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, if you had infinite money, but would you still pick them both? Because you've still only got five places.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to have Sanchez, you're not going to have Hazard, because why bother anymore?
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the thing. Normally, you might say no, but who else?
You're going to have Payet and Mahrez. So that's two. And Hazard. Sanchez. So that leaves two spaces, I think, basically, of people that don't pick themselves.
De Bruyne.
So if really it's one.
Yeah, maybe.
And then so it's like Ozil or who else?
It's bad. Of all these players, I only have De Bruyne.
Oh, wow.
I've only got Mahrez out of that lot.
Neither of you got Payet.
I've got Payet in my second team.
Oh.
I had
Payet originally. And then I think when I wildcarded, I took him out. And I probably should, but I'm regretting that. I'm trying to get rid of Ayew. I'm desperately trying to get around to get rid of Ayew, but it's taken him forever. He did, but they've been awful of late.
Yeah.
So you're going with Ozil then, Ash?
Yeah.
Who are you going with, Craig?
On that Arsenal run, just because of that run of games, I think once Swansea and Spurs are out of the way, West Brom, Norwich, Sunderland, Villa, then it gives you kind of 6 weeks peace of mind. I'm going to go Arsenal as well, but in the back four, I think. Really any of that back four, but Bellerin, again, is a standout because he picks up assists. He got an assist and a clean sheet against Watford and then against Bayern Munich, a couple of days later. So that's not a bad shout. I think any of the Arsenal, I think they're going to start adding clean sheets a bit more to their game, and the likes of Bellerin and even people like Monreal and Coquelin get quite creative points compared to other defenders for Arsenal. But that run of games is hard to ignore, I think. You've got to be putting Arsenal players in. They're top of the league. You're not going to put Chelsea players in. They're cheaper than City players. I don't know what more you need, really. Yeah,
makes sense.
It's time for Arsenal players.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But
which is going to precede their massive downfall.
I've put Walcott in just the 1 week he didn't play at all. So I've got to now spend 4 points to get rid of him because it's like you say, is he going to play?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've had my hand forced in a couple of transfers because I had Jagielka in my squad and I also have Mane at Southampton.
Yeah.
Who got a goal, got sent off ridiculously and got to weigh up whether I leave him in on the bench for a week or take him out, blah, blah, blah. But I'll obviously post all this. I know Tom gets on our back and I forgot to do mine this week.
Yeah.
But I will post my team. Hashtag balls. People loving the hashtag balls.
They are fucking 100. The amount of tweets that I was getting on Saturday, from pretty much sort of like midweek to Saturday, it's great. Keep them coming in.
We're talking about on this, not on your grinder.
Oh, right.
#balls.
But yeah, no, everyone's loving it. It's great, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, keep sending us your tweets with your teams
and your balls.
So and your predictions, in. Your score predictions.
Yeah, people, that's going quite well as well. I've still yet to get it right, but toe grinds all round. Fucking get some toe grinds. The other thing it is time for, inevitably, regrettably, doomfully, unfortunately, any other adverbs ending in L-Y, is it's time for the quiz. Time for Ash's quiz, Craig versus Tom. in what's it called this week, Ash?
It is called Everybody on Board the Sponsorship.
Toot toot!
I've registered tootsformyhoots.com if you want to play along. Okay, this week's one is pretty easy, and it's an easy concept, sadly.
Oh.
I'm going to read out some teams or some companies, and you just have to tell me which is the... I've done a bad job of explaining
who the CEO of the company is, where he lives, and what his next-door neighbour's tennis partner's called.
I think it might be easier with an example. So if I said Arsenal...
Yes.
Who is their current sponsor?
Emirates.
There you go, yeah. See, that's an example.
Okay.
And that would get you 1 point.
That
obviously.
Would get you 1 point, yeah. There's Thank one you that don't. You're going to get 2 points for.
Are though. They all current, or if any of these are 90s, I'm going to smash not, the shit out of
they're
this
They're not
quiz.
All necessarily football teams, so...
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know who Gryffindor's Quidditch team sponsored by.
Do you not?
Yeah. Oh, fuck off. You would do, Craig. Okay. So, last one.
Aggressive wizard insult.
Aggressive wizard, as you call him.
Every week, Craig.
Oh, quiz. Did you say quizmaster?
No, I said wizard.
Oh, you did say wizard. Quiz wizard.
Yeah, I'm a fucking quizzard. Right.
Quizzard.
Okay. Who was the manufacturer of England's Euro 98 shirt?
Oh,
the manufacturer. Euro 98. That didn't exist. Trick point.
Oh, yeah. It was World Cup 98, Euro 96.
Oh shit!
Well, what? So who made the kit?
Yeah, it was well, 98. Sorry.
Okay.
It's the same anyway.
It's going to be the same. Yeah. I've drawn it.
Have you?
Yeah, I drew it.
I even know what you've drawn.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you both got?
The double diamond.
You've drawn two little diamonds, haven't you?
I have indeed. Yeah. Umbro.
Umbro. Yeah.
Okay. What about so one all? The Brazil shirt from the last World Cup. Who made it?
Oh, I think. Okay.
I'm going to have it's a bit of a guess, but the odds work in your favour with these guests, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, all I've got is the advert where they're knocking it about an airport. That's all I've got in my head. Yeah. And then every set of kids on a school trip tried to recreate it and just got told off.
Yeah. So what are you going for, Craig?
I've got Nike.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Two all.
Two all.
Okay. Who? This is for 2 points.
Oh, hello.
Who is on the front cover of FIFA 16, the UK version.
I don't play bloody games like that.
It's on TV everywhere, and it was really famous.
I haven't played.
It was like a big incident.
Why is it worth 2 points?
There's two people on it. Sorry, both there. I assumed you guys would know this.
Well, I haven't played a computer game since GoldenEye on the N64 in about 1998. Well,
just put Pierce Brosnan then and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Right, I think I've got my answers.
Okay.
Okay, well, Tom, because you've got it wrong.
Messi and Ronaldo.
1 point.
Oh, it's 1 point.
Yeah,
okay.
No, Craig, no changing your answers.
No, I've got Lionel Messi as one of them.
Yeah.
The other one is Jordan Henderson.
Yep.
What?
Yes!
I believe it went to a fans vote and loads of Liverpool fans jumped on it.
It did. Well, normally Arsenal fans ruin that sort of stuff, don't they?
Yeah. So, what is the score now? 3?
4-2. 4-3.
4-3. 4-3. Oh, no. Okay, who is on the front cover?
The quiz master's not meant to sound disappointed.
It's a biased quiz wizard.
I'm disappointed in Tom, not
right,
you. Okay, who was on the front cover of FIFA 98 Road to World Cup?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my cousin had this.
I used to watch him play it. Your cousin wasn't on the cover, I'm telling you that now.
FIFA 98.
Do you know what? For some reason, I was talking about all these the other day and I got all of them right except this one. From 96 right up until now.
Oh, wow.
Really? See, look, you do literally cater into, like, fucking...
You're a 96.
Well, to be fair, in all fairness, Tom, last week's quiz was about big cats.
Well, there was one question about a big cat, which I didn't get.
It was about big cats and wrestling, so...
Yeah, and I guess
Gordon's
trying
to... be too hard done by.
Right, I've written an answer.
Yeah.
Well, you go first this time.
I think it was David Beckham.
Oh, fuck. Of course it was. I wrote Michael Owen.
At least you didn't put Manahu.
Man, was it David Beckham?
It was David Beckham.
Fucking hell.
What was that? What was it in 96? It was Jason McAteer tackling Patrick Kluivert.
Was it really?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Such a boffin. Such a boffin.
Okay, what's the score?
I was too busy like fingering girls and shit. Do you know what I mean? Sorry. Come across terribly sometimes, don't I?
Okay.
It's not true.
Who is the current sponsor of the PSG shirt?
Oh,
it's not the gaffer tapes.
It's not.
It looks similar. We'd look great on that shirt.
Yeah. We would, yeah. Coincidentally, talking of sponsorship, if anyone wants to get involved with their sponsorship on the world's biggest FPL podcast.
With a known playground fingerer. Then,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Should have asked for sponsorship before I mentioned playground fingering. I didn't say playground. You said playground.
Well, you've got two anecdotes. Yeah. So I put two and two together. Plus, this was in 98.
Yeah, that's true. And I would have been 12. right. I don't know. So I'm right.
Little Craigie, one click.
I wish. I got Emirates.
Oh, so did I.
Both get a point.
Yes.
Oh, I like the fact Tom judges by what I put, whether he got it right or not.
Yeah, well, I thought at least if you got it wrong, we both got it wrong.
Yeah. Okay, two points for this one. There's only one answer, but I think this one's quite difficult. Who is the current sponsor of Watford?
Stop saying current. I don't know anything current. I literally wouldn't even be able to guess.
Yeah, I've got a guess.
Well, I said Autoglass. Worth a shout, isn't it?
Not correct. Okay.
There's glass in Watford, isn't there? I've got Football Manager.
No.
That was their old one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know, to be honest. It's 138.com and two Chinese symbols. So I've got no fucking idea who that is.
138.
Yeah, it must be a betting website or something.
Right, so it's what? 5-3. Is it 5-3?
I've got six.
You've got six?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I have. Umbro Knight.
Jordan 6-4 then. Mess, 1-2. Beckham, yeah, Emirates. Three. Oh, sorry, 6-4.
Okay. Barcelona. Who's their sponsor?
Ooh.
Oh. Because they never used to have one, did they?
No. Then they schneided it in by saying, oh, it's a charity thing. Then it was half charity thing, and now it's just full sponsor.
Exactly. Oh, and I don't can picture know it as well. For me who
I can
it is.
Picture the writing.
Well, there you go then. Just write, draw the picture and you have the words.
Just write the word that you can picture.
Oh, okay. Good shout.
It's some watercolours.
I've got no idea. Right. What have you got? What have you pictured?
UNICEF.
That was what they had. I've just gotten what the worst sponsor could be. I've got Abu Dhabi.
No. Qatar Airways.
Qatar. I knew it was Middle Eastern.
Qatar.
Okay.
Balls. How many more questions? Have we got up to 10, yeah?
There's four more.
Four more. Okay.
And it's 6-4. It's close.
Yeah.
It's
pretty close.
Benfica.
Oh, fuck off.
Who knows it? Well, they're Turkish, aren't they?
No. Brilliant.
I mean, that's I was going to say Bernard Matthews.
What?
Do I get a point for knowing that they're in
Benfica?
Portugal?
I think he might lose.
Where Benfica from?
Portugal.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. How does anyone know this? Okay.
I mean, I've got it wrong.
Yeah.
What have you got then, Craig?
I've gone with Toblerone.
I said Emirates again.
Tom's got it.
Have I?
Yeah.
It's not?
It is.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, that's it's so random. Oh, wow.
Well, because he obviously knew that.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Happy days. 6-5.
Okay.
Back in the hunt.
What about Seattle Sounders?
That's going to be something amazing American. Seattle Sounders.
Seattle Sounders. I know that Obafemi Martins plays for them up front.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be something like the Pancake House.
Waffle House.
Yeah, right.
I've got an answer.
What have you got?
Denny's.
If I know Ash, I've gone Emirates.
I'm pretty disappointed at this because I've mentioned this probably on about five different podcasts.
Yeah.
They're sponsored by Xbox. Everything in Seattle is sponsored by Xbox.
Wow, you did say that. Shit.
Yeah.
I should learn to listen.
6-5. This is close.
6-5. Okay. This is close. Come on, Tom. Come on.
Two left, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. 1994.
Oh, God.
Fiorentina.
Oh.
This is piss easy.
I've got it, so...
Oh, shit.
I have got it, mate. And it's in the bank.
94 Fiorentina.
Yeah, I can picture Gabriel Batistuta
that's what I'm picturing. Yeah. Batistuta.
Put the clothes on him.
I'll put the clothes on him, okay. Oh, fuck. It's not... Oh, God, I don't know.
This is like such a classic. Everybody. Oh, no pressure, but literally every person...
Yeah, probably.
It's not, well, I don't know why I'm picturing this, but and it's not going to be right.
Well, Craig, you know it.
I've got Nintendo.
Yeah.
What did you write?
Don't worry about what
have
I wrote.
Have you written Müller yogurt?
Maybe. I didn't write yogurt, I just wrote Müller. okay. I didn't. Oh, fuck.
Okay, and then last one is 2 points.
No, it's fucking not. You've done this deliberately.
No,
no,
we did say.
No, 2 points, I did say. Okay.
7-5. Come on, Tom.
The So this one has got their logo on it and their name. It's not really their logo, but I'd give it away if I told you what it is. So you get a point for each of them.
Mm.
And the team is J-League Second Division Jeff United. And this is their mid-90s kit.
Jeff United. I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, there's no way I'm going to get both of these, is
there? Well, I'll give you a clue. That's their J-League team in the Second Division.
Oh, the J... No, no idea, mate. I don't know what you mean, okay. But I've got a guess.
I'd say it was their logo and the company mascot, maybe. It'd be a better way of describing it.
Right, okay. I've got a guess. Tom, have you got a guess, mate?
I think he's drawing the...
Yeah, I've got a guess.
Go on then. Craig, what you got?
Absolutely, Tom.
I've gone for, like, Sega / Sonic.
And Tom?
Gee. I've gone for... They're sponsored by J Cloths. Because you said it was a bit of a...
Yeah, and...
And that their thing was a jay bird.
Once again, Craig has managed to answer correctly a question about second division Japanese football.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's computer games, isn't it? There was a few. There was Xbox, Nintendo.
I'll give you a clue. It's the J League. I thought, they're sponsored by Japanese. J Cloths.
Well,
I don't know that, do I? I thought that was it'll end on a funny one. They're sponsored by J Cloths.
Okay.
Imagine being sponsored by J Cloths.
A good win. So what's that? 5-2 to Craig? 6-2?
7-2.
7-2.
Shit, man.
7-2.
Okay, the tiebreak question. It's quite interesting.
First 7 points, isn't it?
for one...
I knew he'd say that.
For one square of a Toblerone.
No.
What? The yearly amount, who can get nearest, to how much Sunderland's sponsorship deal is worth. In just a perspective, right?
Yeah.
Man City are 20 million a year.
Yeah. Is that it?
And Reading, I find a current one, Norwich are 1 million a year.
So how much is Sunderland?
What's Sunderland?
Oh. Okay. Mm.
Okay.
I'm guessing that you've said it because it's small, so I'm going to say like 750 grand.
Craig? I've gone 3.5 million.
Craig, you've got the closest. It's astonishingly 20 million.
What?
It's the same as Man City and Liverpool. How in the name of fuck is that possible?
How is that possible?
That is twice what Newcastle have got. It's about 10 times what West Ham have got.
What are they spending it on?
I've got no fucking idea.
Managers.
Yeah. Mental.
Well, there we go. If you are the CEO of J Cloths, get in touch because I will plug you every week if you like, as long as we get some free J Cloths.
And if you're on Grindr, get in touch because Tom will plug you every week as well.
Yeah.
But it's 7-2 in the quiz to me. Sorry, mate. They were computer game based. There was retro based. It was right up your street, but you failed.
Well, it's not computer game based. I haven't played a computer game since GoldenEye in about 1998.
Well, if you had just put the FIFA cartridge in 1998, you got an extra point. So,
Sorry,
mate. But it's 7-2 to me. If you played along to that, tweet us, let you know how you got on. If anyone got full marks on that, then well
tweet
done.
Us, what you think of the quizzes as well?
No, don't tweet that.
No, don't.
No, fuck
he doesn't
off.
Want to hear
it's
the
It's just
truth.
The same. You love it.
Yeah. No, that was great. Marks, I really enjoyed that quiz. That
it means
really
you're in the same mindset as Ash, which is frightening. But yeah, so tweet us. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us @thegaffertapes. Obviously, tweet us before the deadline with your game week team, #balls. And anything really, any questions, Tom will go through, find them. Or any questions for Ash and he'll actually answer them properly. And anything else, but we'll be tweeting from the account. So good luck for the next game week. But that's all we got time for now. So thank you very much and goodbye.